My name is Vanessa, and I'm interviewing community member contributing object ID 2023-10140019, part 2. Okay. So now we'll talk about the second photo here. So can you tell me the name of this photo, or mm-hmm. Also physically describe what we are seeing in it?
Oh, yes. So this is when, this is of Cesar Chavez when he came to La Casa. And I'm not quite sure of the date, but I know that you have the date. It was a packed house when he came. I'm in the photo. It must have been late 80s when he came to so he came to La Casa first, and I believe that evening he spoke at Union Board. But we also had an evening event with him, a dinner. He was very hospitable. He was signing autographs, open to taking pictures. I think later in the evening we were dancing. People were dancing with him. You know, it was just having a good time with Cesar Chavez. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Who can say that? And of course, the message he gave during the Union Board, the presentation that he gave was wonderful, but very down to earth. It just you could tell kind of that the feeling he gave. Mm-hmm. It was just a beautiful experience to be able to meet him.
Do you know if there's a particular reason why we had invited him?
It was one of the Union Board lectures. It must have been. I wish I remembered the flyer, the date from yesterday on the flyer. It may have been during Hispanic Heritage Month or one of the special presenters mm-hmm. through Union Board, because we would advocate for them to get more Latino mm-hmm. speakers as opposed to, you know, the same wonderful speakers that they bring in. Mm-hmm. But
having representation.
Yeah. At 1.2, Martin Sheen was supposed to come. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite actors. And we were just so excited, too, for Martin Sheen mm-hmm. to come. We were cooking, and then the weather couldn't come because of the weather. He was coming from California. So just the opportunities we had through La Casa were great. Tito Puente coming, I'm sure mm-hmm. other folks have talked about that, was wonderful. Paul Rodriguez, who's a comedian. Mm-hmm. So if they had a Union Board presentation, mm-hmm. if they were Latino, they would come here okay. to come to La Casa and present. Mm-hmm. And so that's Mr. Chavez.
You kind of talked a little bit about it. Is there anything else in terms of the significance of this photo that you would want to talk about?
No, again, it's just another experience and kind of the opportunities you get through La Casa. You know, one of the things, too, it's just, you know, I was part of the LUIU, Latinos Unidos at IU. Being on the board, being involved in there, too, gets you also involvement in helping to plan these types of events, which are wonderful, too. I worked at La Casa as a counselor for 3 years right after I finished my undergraduate degree. That was a great opportunity to work with the students here, and that was back in 87 to 90, mm-hmm. more or less. So it was quite a different world back then. So you can see all the people. It was just, the energy was just beautiful at La Casa. I remember that evening. Yeah, and I was very nervous you could see there's a little bit of distance between me and him because I didn't want to like hover him, but it was like he was signing something for me, so I have something mm-hmm. at home that I could not find, and it was just neat. Yeah.
Wonderful. What kinds of memories does it, you sort of talked about it already, but what kind of memories does this photo bring up for you?
Well, one, I'm very young there, but two, you know, when we'd come to La Casa as students, you'd come and you would come during breaks, mm-hmm. or maybe you had lunch or you're just waiting for a class, and you see people you knew. You'd come down here and you'd watch TV. There used to be a TV in this room, or play ping pong, or you just sit around mm-hmm. and you just talk or meet new people. It was just a neat, you know, I think for you too, right?
You come out here and just hang out, mm-hmm. watch the Cubs play or something, or whatever was on TV, and then you go back to class. Mm-hmm. So it was a break from your daily routine of the being classes classed. And going back and forth.
Okay. How does it relate to your experience here at IU? You talked a little bit about it, but if there's anything else.
Oh, just in general. I mean, yeah, just the opportunities mm-hmm. Through IU. Through, I think one of the biggest pieces being involved in different organizations, mm-hmm. whatever you can get involved in, whatever your interest is important, because that's really going to make the connections for other things throughout mm-hmm. your life. You know, through LUIU, did a lot of planning with our sports mm-hmm. fest that we held, and just other events when I worked at La Casa, planning. And right now I work in learning and development. I lead our delivery of learning mm-hmm. for the United States and Canada and Latin America for the company I work for. That experience, even back then, has helped because it's the planning, the thinking through how to do things. I mean, that's kind of, I've built those skills through the years, mm-hmm. but it started here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. We'll have to share that with Lillian too. to think through how those experiences back then are helping you many years later.
Exactly.
Is there anything that you would like to share about this object that we haven't talked about?
Oh, I'm just wondering if that gold plaque in the back is still on the wall, because it's been back there. I'm not even quite sure what it is, if it's on the wall upstairs at all.
You know, I'm not sure. We could check.
Yeah. You know, there is a date. I just realized. I must have written the date in back.
Do you want to read what's on there?
Sure. It says Caesar 1990. So I was working at La Casa then. I was the counselor here, apparently. Caesar Chavez and Cynthia Salinas, La Casa, 715 East 7th Street, Bloomington, 1990.
Wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad I wrote the date.
I'm going to double check that we also captured the back of that. Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing.